Oh, hi, in the Good Company podcast, Anna Malos-Kidzban here with weekly dose of inspiration, motivation, thought provocation. Sometimes I have guests that are inspirational, did some healing work or more healing work, and then they do some incredible things and make the world better. Today is another solo, another try to keep it under 10 minutes. This year is my resolution to keep my solos under 10 minutes because your time is precious and you have so much things to do and so much beautiful life to live, and I don't want to take away of it. And also there's like so much noise out there. So sweet and short, hopefully today I felt like I would love to, as usual, hear any of your opinions below the episode. There's questions if you want to answer and let me know, but I want to talk about creativity and inspiration because I think it's such an amazing thing we have, all of us. And I'm telling you, all of us, we all are creative creatures. And I think it's more important than ever to cultivate and to consciously work and use and practice the muscle of our creativity and inspiration, and especially in context of AI. I think it's more important than ever that we cultivate our creativity. And also, you know, looking at our kids, like I'm so worried sometimes, and I push my girls to be creative and do different things because I think we are living in such a consumption culture, especially with social media, with all the videos and all the influencers. And I think we are so used to consuming other people's creativity that it's crucial to practice your own. So, as I mentioned, I strongly believe, you know, I don't believe that somebody says, oh, I'm not creative. We are all creative. And when we talk, when I say creative, I don't mean only people who are like artistic and are artists and do artistic things. I think you can be creative in anything you do. You can be a creative parent in parenting. You can be a creative person in business, obviously, and many areas of business, from innovation through operation, through how you do business, how you conduct meetings, how you run your calendar and your day and how you work. I think there's just such a, that's why I love business, because I think it's just such a, like a creative arena, you know. Obviously you can be traditionally creative and do arts and music and be creative in that. But I think really whatever you do, if you're a teacher, if you are a entrepreneur, obviously super creative people, if you are working for somebody, I think you can be creative and you should be creative. And I think it's so important when we do things and when we work even for somebody else, because it's really by the end of the day good for us to even ask, like, how I can be more creative here, how I can look at this differently, approach it differently, and put my spin on it. Because I think bottom line is our creativity is as this signature, our signature something, like our signature way of doing things. That's pure creativity when we are creative in our own way. So really asking yourself, like, how can I be more creative and how can I do this more creative in whatever you do, is I think it's such an important step we should always ask and do. And you know, even if the answer may not come in this minute, I'm a fan of that, of like asking and answer. And I said it many times on this podcast that, you know, whatever questions you ask, just putting it out there to the universe, trust me, it will come back. The answer will come back to you sooner or later, this or the other way. So again, asking yourself, how can I be creative? And again, whatever you are doing there, you know, like just looking at it with the fresh eye, you know, even if your job is mundane, like how can I be more creative and spike up this mundane structure of my job? So that's one thing I always think about. And again, I think it's just, I think that's what is part of our genius, that we, you know, I sometimes like to look at when I had my amazing office in downtown, and I was looking at this amazing cities we create, this structure, this building, like, and everybody put their creative juices on it, right? Architects, builders, engineers, artists, designers, and even, you know, construction workers who creatively approach a problem or whatever in a different way. So I think we are just like such a creative forces and powers, and we should cultivate, because it's like a muscle. I think we should take care of it. We should consciously practice creativity by asking, like, how can I make it better? How can I make it do it differently? How can I look at it from a different way? How can I put my spin on it? What is important for me in it? And how can I bring me to that, what I'm doing? And also, you know, I think being creative in traditional way, in artistic way, is so also so amazing. So if you are, you know, drawn to anything artistic, any kind of like artistic way of creativity, it's amazing, because I think those like let the juice flowing. And obviously I'm not an artist, but I love to paint. And I feel like when I paint, some creative juices and doors are opening in my brain, and they flow into other areas of my life, and I can be more creative there. It's kind of like allowing yourself for this way of being creative, being through the art, right? So if there is anything like purely artistic creativity, purely artistic, I think that's an amazing thing. And that brings us to the other point I want to talk about. It's about inspiration. Like I said, like sometimes being creative, like artistically, like painting, really inspire creativity in other areas of my life. But what is putting you in that state of creativity? You know, I, for me, always and forever, it's nature and people, right? Like being in nature, for some reason, I personally believe it's this energy of growth and creativity that is in nature. Like nature constantly creates, even if we are in winter and fall and everything is dying, it's really a creative process of dying and then rebirth, right, in the spring. But I think there is this energy of that, but also like when I just look at nature, like how everything is organized, how everything is like working together, it's like such a genius for me. I don't know, like I'm like sometimes just so amazed, like even by like trees, like who can communicate through freaking roots, like what the actual F, right? So nature for me is amazing, and other people I just love. And one interesting thing I noticed, I am so fascinated about people who do different things, so completely different from me. I love to learn, you know, what people are doing, how they do what they do. Like when I don't know, when I talk to somebody who is in completely different occupation, I'm looking for an example that recently, but I don't know if I find it, but I just love to understand how it works, how they do it, what they like about it, what they don't like about it, how they see it, how they approach it. I don't know. There's just like fascinating. It's for me fascinating. Obviously people in the areas that I am interested in of like healing, growth and innovation, like those people are such an inspiration. I love, that's why I love podcasts and listening to opinions and voices. And great example for me of this like inspiration from like complete randomness is there are two podcasts that I love, and I can link it here. Cabinet of Curiosity. It's just like a random, completely random historic small stories, and they are like under 10 minutes, and they are just like just completely random, and just some small nuggets from history, of like how something was invented, or about the person, or just like a story, you know. It doesn't have to be like a big historical figure story. It's just like a random small stories that are so so interesting. And then the other is Polish, unfortunately, but I will link it here. Unfortunately, is this podcast from a guy who talks about less talked about news in media. So for example, yesterday was the podcast title was Why Pop Stars Are Singing About Salmon. And it was all about the issue of farmed and wild salmon we are experiencing, and what this issue is about, how can be fixed. What I love about this guy, he always provides some kind of solution. I love this kind of journalism, not only like scaring people, putting it out there, information is important, but also, you know, talking around and looking for kind of solution and digging that part. I think it's so important to not leave people hanging in a fear. And it's just like, yeah, like even title, like Why Pop Stars Are Singing About Salmon. It was something about Bjork and her latest. She's very involved in the salmon situation in Iceland, and she wrote a song about it. So that's why the title of the podcast, but it was about that issue. And it was so inspirational for me to understand it for some reason and to see how it can be solved. So like I get inspiration from stuff like that, obviously music, you know, like whatever it is. Sometimes I feel like going for a run and letting the energy flow, and like you just let, like I said, energy go through you also can spike like inspiration and this flow of energy and creative energy. I don't know, that happened to me several times when I ran. I have like so many ideas coming through. So looking into understanding and purposely using what is that inspires you. So like I purposely look for things like in podcasts, like, oh, this can be inspirational, I want to listen to this. Or I purposely am like, I just want to go to nature now because I need this juice and this energy and creativity to flow more. So understanding and looking at yourself and like what inspires you and using that and kind of triggering that creative element within you, because like I said, I think it's crucial to cultivate this muscle for ourselves. And also, you know, by end of the day, I think it makes life so much more beautiful when we are tapped into this creative energies of ours. And so much more interesting and so much more like juicier when we use this magic of creativity of ours. So let's be more creative. Let's push our kids to be more creative. If you have any ideas how to cultivate creativity in our kids, and maybe a book, please share with me, and how to keep ourselves inspired and tap into this inspiration and understand what inspires us. So important, I think. What do you think? Let me know. Until the next time, love and light.